July 17th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, those who do not understand these times or the evil times in which they are living also do not understand the need for me to address all of mankind in these messages. Positive morals are now a thing of the past. Marriages are no longer, in many cases, brought to me for my blessing. Violent crimes are routine news. The innocence of childhood is no longer respected. All of these things, and more, are now part of everyday life. The conscience of the world has become compromised and hardened, so that these sins are no longer shocking. Yet, when I come to speak here, it is not accepted as miraculous. My advice is routinely ignored or even discouraged in its reality. Those who are capable of encouraging belief in what I say proudly oppose it and encourage others to do so. Therefore, I find I must encourage the remnant faithful who are open to belief. Be united in the truth, dear ones. Do not succumb to proud negativity. I am always with you, giving you strength and perseverance. Be at peace in this knowledge. Do not be afraid to stand up for the truth, even though you must bear the cross of being in the minority. Speak up for obedience to my commandments. Be my voice in the world, not with pride, but in humility. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 15. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.